If there's a certain amount of sukkah, how much everybody in the city has to give? If so, let two people give that money already, and then they're not called negeviyedis anymore, and let them be the yonim. Let two people from the city now give the amount of money they're supposed to, and then they'll be good dayonim. The Merseh says, we're talking about over here, the lekaitlu, that is no exact amount of money, how much you have to pay. So therefore, you can't pay that money. Therefore, the dayonim are called negeviyedis. The boy is saying that the yonim lekaitlu know that there is an amount how much you have to pay. But when Ichalu, the chiv of the Ravka, still even though the Dayanim paid the money, paid their share, still were afraid that Nogeya, that they'll pass in this money should go to their Nim, because they would rather see the Nim have more money. Like they're in charge to make sure the Nim get the money. Even though they already paid their share, like Tabikim though, they would like to see the Nim even have more money. So therefore, this Shiloh is Nogeya to them, therefore we can't show up these Dayanim. But this is only certain cases, but in our case, by a shutif, their taka, a shutif could be metallic himself. If he says, ain li esek bo, and he makes a kinyan, so then one shutif gives up his right of the property to his other shutif. And then that's the din of the Mishnah, that's what Elisa Shmuel said before, that shutfin meevin zelzeh. That was Shmuel's halacha. And in such a case, a shutif is not considered a nageya b'yed. Then the second halacha Shmuel said was, when two shayrim, like we own the shore of a shutfis, and you watch the shore today, and I watch it tomorrow, so when I watch it today, it's called I'm watching it for you. And therefore, like I'm a shayrim sach, like you're paying me. Because tomorrow, you're going to watch it for me and back, pay me back what I did to you today. Therefore, I'm getting paid for what I'm doing. Therefore, with Nignav, it was stolen from me, you have to pay. If it was stolen, then the shayrim has to pay, the shutfis has to pay the other one. It's called Benas and Shemim Socha Zelazir. You ask the question on my, why, Lukura Shmiru of a Bailamu. There's a loch, when you have your Bailam there, there's a Psura of Shmiru of a Bailam. That the owner is with you, that there's two Shukhtim here, and they're both like working together. Adrashbam says, Shekol Echod Mishamak Sas Minash Shutfis Bebeitoi. Each one is watching here, part of it, in his house. The Kaimlu will hold the Gemara Bab Mitzia, that Shmiru of a Bailam Potter. That if you're watching your friend's things and he's with you, the owner is with you, you're potter. Even though that pasha says by Shem Mishoyel, but the Gemara there learns out it applies to Shem Asachar also. So why is Shmuel say to Shutfin, I consider like a Shem Asachar, and he's Chayiv Agnev of Yaveda, it should always be considered like the owner is working with you. If the owner is working with you, you're always potter. It's only a shalom there if you're Pesheya by Shem Mechinam. Is there a p'tur of the Bailin? But a shayim asocha that yichayim agneva v'aved is not a p'shiya, the body should be potter. So Gemara answers, Omer Rav Papa, diyom alei shmor li hayoyim. It's like this. You watch the shore today, but today you watch the whole thing. I'm not working for you at all, just that you're working for me. V'ani esh malachol l'mochor. And the second shukah says, you know what? I'll watch it for you tomorrow. So the fact you're watching it for me today, I am not helping you at all today. So today I'm not with you. That's not called the Shmir of a Bailin. Therefore, if it was Nignavo today, you'll have to pay me. Because if you're called the Shmir of a Bailin, you're being paid for the work. Because I'm going to watch it for you tomorrow. That's my pay that I'm doing back to you. That's Shmuz Alokom. The two Shemir Mira, two Shutfim are called Shemir Sachar. And if it gets over from one of them, he'll have to pay the other Shutfim. So Rabban, what do I do? What's going to be the loss of that mochaloi bayis, mochaloi soda? Let's say I sell you a house or I sell you a field. The locker is ain meidin loy oleho. I'm not allowed to later say this for you. If I sold the house to you, and then later there's a problem if the house really belongs to you or not, the moicha, the one that sold it, he's not allowed to come and say this. That's called like an agay bedover. He can't say this. Ain meidin loy oleho. Devnei shachrayis olov. Because it's his achrayis. Like if the field will be taken away from this lokeach, then lokeach will come back to the moicher and get his money back. Therefore, the moicher is in the gay. He wants to save himself the money. That's why he's saying this edus, that the field belongs to the lokeach. So we can't trust the moicher. Yeah. Now, mocha loy poro. Let's say Reuven sells Shimon a cow. Mocha loy talis. I sell you a clothing, a talit. So Nayed Loya Leho. Then Reuven, the Meicher, the one that sold it, he is allowed to say Edis for Shimon. If it's a question later, if he really owns the talit or not, or the Poro, he's allowed to say Edis. Why? Nipnei, Shainach Yusiolov, because you have no obligations, you have no achrayus on it. Even if it's taken away from Shimon, from the Lekeach, he has no right to come back to the Meicher. Therefore, the Meicher is not called a Megay Viedis. He has nothing to gain on the deal, whether it stays by the Lekeach or whether it doesn't stay, he has nothing to gain. So therefore, he's not called a Megay Viedis, therefore he could say Viedis. Now the Gemara is, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa, like what's the difference? What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? The Ram explains like, Maishna Seifa, Maishna Metaltlim, Lehavi Achrayas Alov, Vimekakoi. Like what's the difference? Im Shtem, Mechirus Alolov Achrayas, Hevi Tavai Achrayas Alov. He's Ram Achrayas, so Tavai Lein Achrayas Alov. Now, this depends if they made the condition or not. You could sell a Karka, you could sell a house without Achrayas. You could sell Metaltlim with Achrayas. So what are you telling me, Stan, is the difference if you sold the house or you sold the Metaltlim? That's not the difference. The difference should be is, did you make up this condition of Achrayas, that if something happens, you'll still have to pay you back for it, then you're an Ageya. If you did not make up this condition to pay back, you're not an Ageya. So what's the difference between Karka and Metaltlim? So Mora says, Omer Rav Sheshes, Reisha is Beruvain, Shegozal Sodem Shimin. So what about Reuven first stole the field from Shimon? Umachra Levi, and then the Gazlin Reuven sold this field to Levi. Now Vyasi Yehuda, Yehuda comes from the Kamukam Arar, and he's coming to argue to say the field belongs to him. So in such a case, Alachar is to the Lazel Shimon, that was the original owner, has no right to come to say this here, Liyasuda Levi. He can't say this to Levi, to stick up for Levi, except to say, Levi, yes, you Levi have a right to keep it. I know true that Shimon sold it to you. And why should you do that? Why don't we trust him? Because the Nichalei Le'ahada Hadre, because we realize that Shimon would rather better that this Karka should be in the hands of Levi and out of this Yehuda, that's a strong person. The Nichalei Da Hadre. So therefore he's called in the Gei Viedis. So again, Reuven stole the field from Shimon, and the Gazlin Reuven sold it to Levi. So now, a third person, Levi, Yehuda, comes and complains, it's his field altogether. So now Shimon, he knows it really was his field. So Shimon is not allowed to say Edis now that the field belongs to Levi. Because Shimon is Negevi Edis. Like we know Shimon wants the field to stay by Levi, he'll get it back easier that way. Because he'll have a proof that Reuven sold it from him, and then the Gazan sold it to Levi, so I'll get it back from Levi. But whereas if Yehuda gets it, he's lost case. He has nothing to do with Levi, with Yehuda. So therefore, Shimon is called in the Gei Viedus, he can't say Edus here. Yes. Lichle the Hadrei. Now, the Chivan, the Yasid laid the Levi Hevi. Yes, the question is why? Once Shimon says Edus, that this field belongs to Levi, Hechi Motzi Mafik Leiminei. How could he get it back? Like, what's the Gei Viedus? What is Shimon gaining here? When Shimon says as Edus, that this field belongs to Yehuda, so that's it. And when the field belongs to Levi, that's it. It doesn't belong to Shimon, it belongs to Levi. What does he have to gain here? The Chivan, the Yasid, lay the Levi, you, Hechi Motze Mafik, how can you get it back, Minei, from him? The Yomi says like this, Yodano, I know, Tahai Arya, Dalav, the Yudoihi. I know for sure that this field does not belong to Yuda. Who's Chuso? The Komafik, Lo, Mi, Levi, Litfat, Gemara, so anyway, for the same type of his Chus, then you have to have some proof to get it back from Levi, like you're saying Edus now, it doesn't belong to Yehuda. So it's going to stay by Levi. But how are you going to get it back from Levi? Elamai, you're going to have some proof that the field really, really belonged to you. That's the Gemara's question. The same fact of the Chus, the Komafik Lom Levi, that you're going to take away from Levi, lift from Yehuda. So why don't you use that Chus, whatever you have, Shtar Edim, that the field really belonged to you, so bring those Edim right now and let them say Edus to you. So, What's going on here? Why should Shimon say the field belongs to Levi? Let him say the truth, that not only the field doesn't belong to Yehuda, but the field belongs to him. The answer is like this, the Yomar, that Shimon says, Hasheni noyachli harishin kashemenu, that I'll do anything that this field should not go in the hands of Yehuda. Yehuda is a strong guy. Once he gets it, I'll never get it back from him. Levi is not such a strong guy. It's easier for me to get it away from Levi. So right now I can't prove it so much that I really own it. So if I have to go against Yehuda, I'll never get it back. But against Levi, I'll get it back. So therefore, Shimon wants to say this, that this field belongs to Levi. The boy is him. Another thing is like this. Kagoin, the Yisle Sadi Lamar, the Yisle Sadi Lamar. Tell you both of them have Edis. Shimon has Edis that belongs to him, and or Levi has Edis that belongs to him, and Yud has Edis that belongs to him. The Yomar Rabbonin, in such a case, we have two Edim, each one saying opposite. One says it belongs to Reuven, one says it belongs to Shimon. So the Yomar Rabbonin, what does the Rabbonin say? What's the law in such a case like this? All right, so no. Yes, again, so the Yomar Rabbonin, the Rabbonin says in such a case like this, that are you this field, hecha, the kaim taken. Whoever's keeping it right now will have the right to keep it. So that's the pshat. That's why he wants to be a muchzik in it. Because in a case that they both have edus, so then Bezdin leaves it by the one that's a muchzik in the field.